You've got mail.
Listen, we read all of your mails. No matter what you ask, we read and we try to answer all of them. You just send your mail to breakfast@ecr.co.za. Let's have a look at what we got. You have just opened here. First question for you, Kerry Miller. It's a question from Taingma. Taingma Shilas for Kerry. What's a silly, non-serious deal breaker in a relationship for you?
Oh, the O must eat vegetables. And I don't mean only vegetables, but I can't do like a meat and potatoes boy.
You
I need someone who's going to smash some good quality food as well.
Any specific veggies?
No, but this is the thing, is that I think the way that you eat says a lot about how you respect yourself and your body, and therefore how you will respect me and your environment. So it might seem ridiculous, but I'm watching what you eat, man.
What if I told you that Usain Bolt, who is the fastest man ever, used to chow chicken nuggets and wings?
So actually, Sky, thank you for a beautiful point, because I don't care that he's the fastest man ever. He also openly cheated on his fiance while at the Olympics. So that's not the kind of man I want.
Anyway.
So he can keep his nuggets and his speed.
Okay. Next email, please.
I mean, was that too much too early?
I mean,
eat your veggies. I'm gonna move on. Mm-hmm. I've got a question here for you, Skiz. Sky from Teresa. Teresa says, would you rather have a man bun or a rat tail?
A rat tail? What's a rat tail?
Oh, so a rat tail is when your hair is short and in the middle at the back of your hair, you've let one piece grow. So yours would be like one afro down at the bottom.
Oh, so it was like what Casper in your vest used to have. Okay, 100%. I'm going to answer this question in two ways. Number one, rat tails or man bun look better on a white oak, not on black oaks. Don't do it, oaks. Please, respect us. Second answer is definitely, if I was white, bro, I would definitely have a man bun. Definitely.
Yeah,
I think they're pretty sick, and every single oak I know with the man bun either has a hot wife or a hot girlfriend. So
or gets paid hundreds of millions in football.
Yes, 100%, exactly.
And man bun boys eat their veggies.
There you go. Anyway, got an email here for you, Darren Moore, from Trepino Veracat. For Darren, what is the worst thing you hid from your parents in your room as a teenager?
Are you kidding me? Yeah. The worst.
The worst, bro.
So I have to go through my head of all the things I hid.
Yeah, because you were a bad kid, I know that.
Even the stuff that I hid in my book of Huckleberry Finn, carved out to store stuff in.
My worst thing you hid from your parents in your room as a teenager.
It's got to be like, is it the Scope on, the Scope magazine under the mattress?
Did you really?
Wait, what?
This is pre-Facebook, pre-Instagram, pre-Twitter.
Wait, Scar's asking what Scope is. Yeah, is it like
Everchat? That was an adult magazine, but it had stars in all of the necessary places.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. So it's what we would have like FHM.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, little bit.
Oh,
no,
really?
Way more than FHM.
Snap.
Like a Playboy vibe.
Oh,
but with a star.
Shout out to you.
But I like this question. Actually, I'm going to throw this out to you. What is the worst thing you hid from your parents in your room when you were a teenager? Remember, a teenager starts from 13 all the way to 19. That is a big window of opportunity.
My boyfriend is what I hid.
So what was the worst thing you hid in your room from your parents as a teenager? I want to hear from you right now, early this Friday morning. WhatsApp. You can send me a WhatsApp voice note, 061-792-9495. And I don't want no anonymity here. This is not from anonymous. I want names. I want names and what you hid to 061-792-9495. We've asked the question on Facebook as well. You can answer it there.
Send your emails to breakfast@ecr.co.za.